together, we can live in harmony. Say that.
We can live in harmony.
Oh, I don't believe you. Say it again. Say it again. We
can live in harmony.
That's the harmony song that I wrote, and that's going to be the theme for tonight. Hopefully, the United Nations.
From Interfaith Works and Women Transcending Boundaries. I'm Beth Broadway, the President and CEO. This is my colleague, Betty Lamb, who's the President of Women Transcending Boundaries. What a warm evening. Welcome, everyone. We are so glad to see everyone here. Look around. Look around and see who's here. The whole world is here. The whole world. And guess what? We can live in harmony on this world together. So we're so glad that you've come tonight. This is the seventh time that Syracuse has had a World Interfaith Harmony Assembly after it was declared in 2010 at the United Nations. Because we know that so much of the world's difficulties come because we perceive differences, because our skin color looks different, or we come from different countries, or we worship God in a different way than each other, and we've come to realize that none of that's true. We can be here together in harmony and figure this out. And in fact, it's the only way that we get to do it. So we welcome you tonight. We hope that you enjoy hearing from all these different faith traditions and learning from each other, and then go downstairs and eat wonderful things and get to meet somebody that you don't already know. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much, Beth Broadway. It has truly been an honor for Women Transcending Boundaries to have partnered with Interfaith Works all these years, for 7 years, as Beth said. And it's just been, every year is amazing. And I wrote an article after last year's event, and I said, it was just amazing. It took my breath away to see so many wonderful people here. And it's taking my breath away again to have the honor and the privilege to welcome you all here on behalf of this amazing event. So thank you for coming. We are all together in this world, and it's for sure one person can make a difference. And when you get more than one person together collectively in a group like this, you do get wonderful and amazing things that happen. So we are looking forward to more than 12 different faith communities in this area sharing with all of us that what is the answer to love is the answer in their community. This is the third year I have had the honor to welcome all of you to this event. It will be, and is, my last year as president of Women Transcending Boundaries. So this will be the last year that I will be welcoming you in this manner. So this is a sweet, sour moment for me. I also have had many conversions in my life personally, and I actually started my life in this community when my parents came to Syracuse. I also buried a daughter here, so I have lots of life cycles involved here. So thank you again. This is a very special place, and we're so delighted that you all are here. And please stay afterwards for the reception. We're going to have all kinds of wonderful things. The hospitality group that is in this congregation is amazing, so you don't want to miss it.
Thank you. Thank you, Betty. It's been our tradition to move this event every time to different houses of worship, and so we are asking the Masjid Issa to come forward. They hosted us last year, and to pass the baton here to the University United Methodist Church. So we move around so that we can be in all different places. So we thank both of you for hosting us last year and this year.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Hasina Adams, and I am representing Masjid Issa Ibn Maryam, Mosque of Jesus, Son of Mary. I am so honored to pass the torch representing 2016 World Interfaith Harmony Assembly, Mosque of Jesus, Son of Mary, to 2017 host, University United Methodist Church, Pastor Alicia Wood.
Thank you. It is our honor to host the 2017 World Interfaith Harmony Assembly. And will you join our hearts together for a moment? I've taken this poem from William Clary and adapted it. Strong evolutionary source of love, we are grateful for this creative day, for all the novelty and variation that surrounds each moment with possibility and hope. We are grateful for the life we have. We are grateful for energy and intelligence, especially the energies of love and inventiveness. We are grateful for the future, for each self-reproducing molecule in our bodies that sweetly carries from one generation to the next the instructions of the design future living things linked to us and encompassed in our love. We desire today to be instruments of open-minded dreams and love. May it be so. Amen. And now I would love to introduce the Interfaith Works Round Table of Leaders, a Round Table of Faith Leaders.
Refugees. Really? I am. I get to do it again. I am an American Baptist. I hope I can do it as well. An American Baptist Christian, and I light this candle as a beacon of hope for refugees.
I am American Tibetan Buddhist, and I light this candle to dispel the darkness of the world. Possibly. There. There you go.
I am a Moorish American Muslim, and I light this candle for love made manifest so that all of humanity can comprehend. Thank you.
I am a conservative Jew, and I light a candle today for the human capacity to overcome fear and adversity.
I'm a Lutheran Christian, and I light this candle as a sign for compassion.
Hello, I belong to Sikh community. I represent the Sikh Foundation of Syracuse, and I light this candle to spread the light of love.
I am an American Protestant Catholic Jew, which is highly unusual. For God has taken me on a journey of many baptisms and transitions and conversions. And I am going to light this candle in thankfulness. And I'm sorry, I lost track of which side.
I'm a Roman Catholic priest, and I come together to light this candle to show the possibility and the hope that happens when we come together in diversity and form unity.
I am an American, member of Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, Syracuse, and I light this candle with this message, love for all, hatred for none.
I am an interfaith leader, and I light this candle that justice might rain down, and our hearts be opened, and our minds be opened.
I am a Catholic Christian, and I light this candle to remind myself that, and all of us, that light and love is stronger than hate.
I am a student of Christian Science, and I light this candle for sanctuary.
I am a Jew. I am a Zen Buddhist. I am each one of you. I light this candle as we chant in Pali. Atadipa, you are the light.
I am a Quaker, and I light this candle for indwelling spirit.
I am a Latter-day Saint Christian, and I light this candle that we all might receive increased light and truth.
Thank you all very much. Terrific. Good. Wonderful.
Love is the Answer would now like to welcome Congregation Beth Shalom Shevra Shas.
I brought a lot of them. Good evening. My name is Rabbi Andrew Pepperstone. I am the rabbi of Congregation Beth Shalom Chevra Shas. And this evening, we want to engage all of us in singing a song together called Olam Chesed Yibaneh, which means a world of kindness shall be built, by my colleague, Rabbi Menachem Creditor. And in the Jewish traditions, Abraham and Sarah were seen as the first to embody a pure, overflowing love, which in Hebrew is chesed, and that was the beginning of the completion of creation. And so my wife, Cantor Paula Pepperstone, will teach us all the refrain, and hopefully you will join in the refrain and the lyrics as you are able.
Never saw you before in my life. I'm going to teach you the easiest part first, and in fact, it's so easy the words aren't even up there. Well, okay, yeah, I guess the other. Da 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 da. Please join me. Da 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 da. One more time. Ya da 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 da. Good. I'll cue you in to come in, and as soon as you feel comfortable saying the words, please join us. The title gets repeated 4 times. With a dited eyes in between. I'm going to pick a little higher key, so just be ready.
Olam chesed yibaneh,
yadadai,
dadadai, dadadai, dadadai. Olam chesed yibaneh, yadadai, 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 dadadai. Olam chesed yibaneh, yadadai, dadadai, yadadai, dadadai. Olam chesed yibaneh, yadadai, dadadai, yadadai, dadadai. I will build this world from love. Yadadai, 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 dai. And you must build this world from love. Yadadai, 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 dai. And if we build this world from love, yadadai, 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 dai. Then God will build this world from love. Yadadai, yadadai, yadadai.
da da da. Olam chesed yibaneh. Yada da 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 yada da da. Olam chesed yibaneh. Yada da yada da yada da da. Olam chesed yibaneh. Yada da yada da yada da da. Olam chesed yibaneh. Yada da 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 yada da da.
We are blessed to have the Mosque of Jesus, Son of Mary, with us today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before I begin, I would like to first and foremost thank the participants who will be performing tonight, the organizers who have organized World Harmony Day, and most importantly to you, the attendants, who have shown support to these kind of events. This year's theme is Love is the Answer. When I first read it off the flyer, I thought to myself how difficult it is for us refugees right now to find love because of all the measures that are being put into place to suppress our rights as individuals. I couldn't help but think about the refugee families whose lives have been changed because of President Trump's executive order. Those who are unable to visit their families and those who can't back into the country they call home. It's especially hard for me to see that these policies that are being instigated now were once at the cornerstone of American governance. I couldn't help but think back to my history class when my professor talked about the immigration laws that were passed during the early 1900s. Restricting the number of immigrants that could enter the United States at the time. This type of immigration act specifically barred Asians and Jews from obtaining entry into the U.S., and those who were in the U.S. were subjected to inhumane treatments. These laws that seemed to make sense to those who supported them at the time resulted in many Jews being denied visas to enter the U.S. during the years that led to World War II. The aftermath of those immigration acts led to almost 6 million Jews being executed at the hands of the Nazi government, while the world watched on. My biggest fear right now is that it appears that history seems to be repeating itself. So can love be the answer? I sincerely believe that when a nation stands together in solidarity with those being oppressed, the result is that change can be achieved. With everything that is happening in our society today, it is important to remember that every country has a group of people who possess some elements of radicalism, but that doesn't mean that they are a representation of the majority of people living in the country. In the same way, I hope that we all realize that not everyone in Islam or anyone who is a refugee should be referred to as a radicalist, extremist, or a national threat. It is important to remember that where there is love, there is hope. Where there is hope, there is strength. Where there is strength, there is unity. With all this said, I end my speech with a quote by Martin Luther King that states, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." Thank you.
Amen. You want to introduce the next for me?
I would now like to introduce May Memorial Unitarian Universalist Society and First Unitarian Universalist Society of Syracuse.
Good evening. Whoa. My name is Reverend Sunshine Jeremiah Wolf. I am the interim minister at May Memorial Unitarian Universalist.
And I am Jennifer Hamlin Navius. I am the pastor at First Unitarian Universalist Society of Syracuse.
And it is a privilege to have this be our first Interfaith Harmony Assembly, and hopefully not our last. We want to share that love is the answer in Unitarian Universalism and has been for more than 500 years. And in Syracuse, we have answered with love since the 1800s, with our churches joining with other churches in the area to stand for abolition and to stand for suffrage. Again, during World War II, when we helped Jewish peoples and people of all kinds of communities escape the violence in Europe. And again today, when we show up at women's marches, at airports, and at numerous places to say science and reason matter, as does faith and spirituality, and we will not shirk our responsibility, because love is the answer. And to close, in the words of Dr. Cornel West, justice is what love looks like in public, so let us love a lot.
So the song that we will be singing is now entitled Answering the Call of Love. In its original version, it was entitled Standing on the Side of Love. And this is the little short story about how this song came to be. And it is a lesson in the fact that church committee meetings are not always deadly. In 2004, Reverend Jason Shelton was at the National Office of the Unitarian Universalist Association at a hymnal meeting. And during that time, President Bush called for a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Because of that, some of the people who were working on the hymnal met with some of the other leaders of the denomination, and the president of our denomination, Bill Sinkford, in their conversation and talking about how to respond to it, Bill Sinkford said, "We stand on the side of love." And Jason said when he heard that, the muse hit. And he wrote the chorus to this song in the meeting. Went back to his hymnal meeting, where everybody was like, "What is wrong with you, Jason? Are you being creative?" And he said, "Yes." And they said, "Tell us." And he played it, and the tears rolled. It has become a song of our movement. It's now called Answering the Call of Love, to move it away from ableist language, and also to move it away from a vision of one side against the other, and more to the idea of answering the call to love.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce Plymouth Congregational Church, United Church of Christ.
My name is Quinn Caldwell. I serve as the pastor at Plymouth Congregational Church, and this is Keith Jakeway. He's one of our deacons, and I brought one of our deacons tonight because I wanted to share with you the thing at the center of our lives together, the thing that's the fullest expression of love that we can imagine or hope for in our church and the way we do it. It's a ritual meal that we share together, and we call it communion. And whenever we share this ritual meal together, we tell the story of how it started. We tell it something like this. There'll be a table, something like that, and I'll stand behind it, and I'll have all these fancy clothes on, and there'll be candles on the table, and bread, and a cup, and a pitcher. And I will say that on the night that Jesus was betrayed and deserted, he gathered with his closest friends, the disciples, and they had a meal together. And after the meal, he took bread. And he blessed it. And he broke it. And he gave it to them, and he said, "This is the bones on which the universe is built. This is the soil in which all good things grow. This is my body, and it is a mystery. So take this and eat it, and whenever you eat it, remember me." And in the same way, afterward, he took the cup, and after he gave thanks for it, he gave it to them, and he said, "In this cup is the lifeblood of the universe. In this cup is love poured out and overflowing. In this cup is forgiveness and new life, and I shed it for you and for all people. So drink it, and drink it deeply, and don't forget me." And then I'll say a prayer. And the way I tell the story and the way I say the prayer, it's a little different every single time, but at the end, I say the same words every time. The invitation for people to come forward, we always say it just like this, because these gifts are not ours. These gifts, this greatest love we have ever imagined or asked for or dreamed about, it's not ours, and so we would never dare deny it to anyone. We would never dare to build a wall around it. So we always say this. If you're not sure whether you ought to eat with us today, remember this. Gathered with him that night at the first Last Supper, there was one who would doubt him, one who would deny him, one who would betray him, and they would all leave him alone before that night was over, and he knew it. If he was ready to eat with them, he is ready to eat with you. Confessed or not, baptized or not, Christian or not, believer or not, convinced or not, ready or not, straight or not, cis or not, binary or not, citizen or foreigner, saint or sinner, or a little of both, all you have to be to eat at this table is hungry. Amen.
I would now like to introduce the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. University Church, Methodist Church, sorry.
We are blessed to have Unity of Syracuse here tonight.
Good evening, everyone. This is a portion of our celebration team this evening from Unity of Syracuse. Our wonderful minister, Reverend Edith Washington, is on a cruise with her beautiful wife. So she sends her love and blessings to everyone and says she'll be sure to see you all next year. We have a few songs that we're going to sing for you because we know that love is truly the answer. However, we are responsible to make that difference. We are responsible to spread that love, and we are responsible to know that it is in us, with us, around us, and through us to get that message across. So the first song that we're going to be singing is kind of a reflective song for all of you to be able to maybe just settle in and find that place in your heart to be able to let these words resonate. And then the second song is going to be talking about making a difference. Go make a difference. You can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. And that's what we're all here for tonight, isn't it? Each and every one of us, every person sitting here this evening is here because it's important to us. It's our life quest to make a difference, to be one with the other. Every person sitting next to the people in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right, we are all one in this world, aren't we? So just sit back in this first song and just let it go into your heart. And then the second song, we're just going to ask you to join with us.
In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is only love that sets us free. There is only holy love. When I lose myself, when it seems I've lost my way, when I go inside and quiet my mind, I can hear Spirit gently say, there is only love, there is only love, there is only love. Love that heals, love that sets us free. There is only holy love. Will you sing it with us? There is only love. There is only love. There is only love. There is only love. Love that heals. Love. Love that sets us free. There is only holy love, love that heals, love that heals, love that sets us free. There is only holy love. Go make a difference. You can make a difference. go make a difference in the world. Come on and go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. We are the sons of the earth. Come and let the people see the love of God in you and me. We are the light of the world, not to be hidden but be seen. Go make a difference in the world. Oh, go make a difference. Oh, yeah, you can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Come on and go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. We are the hands of Christ reaching out to those in need. The face of God for all to see. We are the spirit of hope. We are the voice of peace. Go make a difference in the world. Come on and go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. So let your love shine, oh, let it shine for all to see. Go make a difference in the world. And the Spirit of Christ will be with us as we go. Go make a difference in the world. Come on, everybody. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. One more time. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference, everybody.
I would now like to introduce the correct group, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Thank you. So my name is Josh Kerr, and I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and these are our families and individual members coming up. Tonight is Monday night, and in our church, that's family night. So we've got a lot of our kids with us. I wanted to share with you, for us, what this theme of love is the answer means, and I guess what the answer is for us. And it comes with the question, as Jesus often gave. He gave questions a lot of times to people's questions. But we believe the question is, how do we treat each other? Would be what love is the answer. And we believe that Jesus showed us that example and he taught us. And one of the great stories that he shared is called the parable of the Good Samaritan. And there was a man on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho who was taken by thieves, beaten, and left for dead. And two men came upon him, and one was a priest and the other was a Levite. And both passed by and did nothing. The third man, a Samaritan, stopped, had compassion on the man, and took care of him. We believe that this is the answer, that we should each stop, have compassion, and take care of our neighbor. I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll now have a song that we learn as children. We're going to perform that for you. And we have two young ladies that'll start us off, and then we'll join in. And if you feel like it's short, if you feel like they get the words as we sing it, you're welcome to join in as we're going to sing it twice. Thanks.
We are blessed to have the Turkish Cultural Center.
Friend of Mevlana Rumi came to him and he said that we heard you are saying your arms are open for everyone. You are opening your arms with love who are non-Muslims, who are anybody else, Christians, Jews, and this is unacceptable. We hate you, I hate you, you are a betrayal to our religion and you are a traitor. And Mevlana turned to him and he asked, are you finished? And he said, yes, I am finished. Then Mevlana Rumi opened his arms as wide as he can, and he said, my arms are open to you also. One day, Angel Gabriel came down to earth with a message from God to Prophet Muhammad. And just like he did in the past for other messengers of God, he brought something as a message for Muhammad. And that is what God told Muhammad in Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم.
In the Quran it said that indeed, O mankind, we have created you from male and female. We have made you of peoples and tribes that you know and love one another. Indeed, the most noble of you is the sight of Allah in the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is the most knowing and acquainted. Indeed, the Muslims and Jews and the Christians and the Sabians, whoever believes in God and the last day, and whoever does good deeds, shall have their reward with Lord and will never have fear nor regret. Finally, we have a poet from a current, they call them the modern day of Rumi. His name is Fethullah Gulen, and he is right now, unfortunately, exiled from Turkey in Pennsylvania. he brought the first idea of interfaith to Turkey and opened hundreds of schools around the world to develop peace in different generations. And this is what he wrote in his poem for love.
Love is an elixir. Love is an elixir. A human lives with love, is made happy by love, and makes those around happy with love. In the vocabulary of humanity, life is love. We feel and sense each other with love. God has not created a stronger relation than love. This chain that binds humans one to another. Sky is nothing, earth is nothing but a ruin without love, to keep it fresh and alive. Kings and queens come to conquer in different ways. Love is a sultan that reigns on the throne of hearts. Tongues, eyes, and ears only have value as long as they carry the flag of love. The heart is priceless because of love it carries. Our hearts beat with excitement when we see the flag of love waving. We live with love. We die with love. It is our warmth in the cold, our oasis in the heat. Love is an elixir. Fetullah Gulen.
Thank you for that wonderful performance. I would now like to introduce Hope Korean UMC.
Good evening. My name is Jihae Song, and I'm the pastor of Hope Korean United Methodist Church, and this is my husband and also co-worker, Sege Shin. This is our honor to be part of this Interfaith Harmony Assembly. And when I was invited by Reverend Penny Hart, I thought I have to define what is love. Love is all around. Love is everywhere. But what love, what kind of love is the answer? And so I have two identities. I am Korean, so I'm also immigrant, and I'm also Christian. These are my two identities, and I found a poem that reflects to my identities. So allow me to be a Christian. When I think about love, I cannot but think Jesus' love, which is, we call agape in Christian tradition. It means a sacrificial love, a greater love. And Jesus Christ, for us, is the embodiment of that love. And also Jesus called his followers, all his Christians, to be the love, to embody that love in this world. And in my opinion, the best representation of that love, that agape love, is compassion. So I want to talk about compassion today. And in my opinion, compassion begins with acknowledgement. If you know someone, if you met someone, and you acknowledge that person, you will become understand them, and that understand bears love. On the contrary, the opposite of acknowledgement is ignorance. If you don't know that person, the fear will happen. And the fear will give birth to hatred. So the compassion begins with acknowledgement. So today I'm going to read a poem, actually in Korean and in English also, about this acknowledgement, the first step of compassion. So I wish you could enjoy the cadence of this different language and also the touch this poem gives to you. The title of the poem is Flower, and this is written by a poet named Chun Soo Kim. So my husband will read in English, to Korean, and then I'll read the same verse in English for your understanding. Enjoy.
꽃, 김춘수. 내가 그의 이름을 불러주기 전에는 그는 다만 하나의 몸짓에 지나지 않았다.
Flower, 춘수 Kim. Before I called his name, he was just no more than a mere gesture.
내가 그의 이름을 불러주었을 때 그는 나에게로 와서 꽃이 되었다.
When I called his name, he came to me and became a flower.
내가 그의 이름을 불러준 것처럼 나의 이 빛깔과 향기에 알맞는 누가 나의 이름을 불러다오. 그에게로 가서 나도 그의 꽃이 되고 싶다.
As I called his name, suitable to my color and fragrance, please, anyone, call my name. I want to go to him, and I want to be his flower.
우리들은 모두 무엇이 되고 싶다. 나는 너에게, 너는 나에게, 잊혀지지 않는 하나의 의미가 되고 싶다.
All of us, we want to be something. You to me, I to you. We all want to be an unforgettable meaning.
I'd like to welcome St. Mary and St. Mina Coptic Orthodox Church.
Good evening. I'm not sure we can add to what we have all seen so far. My name is Adel Bishai. I'm one of the members of, as it says right here, St. Mary and St. Mina Coptic Orthodox Church. We are a church that was originally, the Coptic Church was started by none other than St. Mark, who was one of the 12 disciples. And the Coptic Church is the church of Christians of Egyptian origin. So we have all moved here from Egypt over the years, and we're very proud to be here tonight and share with you. Our children will present a skit, the title of which is What is Love? So, without further ado.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You've answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothing, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happening to be going down the same road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
The gospel in the word is love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love, love, love. Pantocrator, you are our creator. You created heaven and earth. I adore you. Jesus Christ, you are our Redeemer. You are our sacrifice. I love you. Holy Spirit, you are our Comforter. You sanctify our souls. I need you. Coptic Church, you are our blessing and pride. Through your sacraments we are saved. I serve you. Agios, O Theos. Agios, Yesheros. Agios, Athanatos, Eleison, Imes. Holy God, Holy Almighty, Holy and Immortal One, have mercy on us. Love, 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 the gospel in a word is love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love, love, love.
Thank you for that wonderful performance. I would like to introduce Zen Center of Syracuse, Honji Rangrig Yeshi Takchen Choling, USA Mindfulness Group.
This image is an image of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva of compassion. And you can see that there are many arms, many hands. What you might not see is that on each hand there's an eye. This Bodhisattva hears, sees, and responds with all of those arms, with all of those hands and eyes. So what I thought we would do is, two of us, Bonnie and myself, would enact a koan, a Zen story that has a kind of intuitive wisdom. It can't be understood logically, but it is a kind of force for wisdom and opening to compassion. And this one is going to start this way. So we're having this Zen dialogue, if you can imagine, a kind of Zen combat. She didn't know about this until just this a little while ago.
Avalokiteshvara
Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, has 1,000 hands and eyes. How does she function with all those hands and eyes?
It is like a sleeper in the middle of the night reaching back and adjusting the pillow.
I understand.
What do you understand?
The whole body is hand and eye.
Your understanding is only 80%.
How would you put it?
The entire body is hand and eye. Now you might think to yourself, whole body, entire body, what's the difference? In that 80% is 100%, right? So each of us, to whatever percent, whatever degree, we can understand truth, love, compassion, and how to spread the joy of coming from the entire body, the fullness of just responding as naturally as adjusting a pillow in the middle of the night.
The lotus, in the Buddhist tradition, the lotus is a symbol of purity because it grows in the mud and yet is unstained. Love is one of the purest expressions in this world of that purity. And we're going to share with you some teachings on love from our teacher, His Eminence Shalpa Tenzin Rinpoche.
In this very life, we hold a priceless jewel that should not be traded for anything. The sincere conviction that this life is truly worthwhile creates compassion and love for all beings. When we love others and value their precious qualities, we will find real satisfaction and will not look for something in return. To love others without expecting anything in return is sincere love. Directly or indirectly, all beings support us on our journey through life. Everyone deserves our kindness, and everyone is in absolute need of our care. As a mother cares for her child, we can care for everyone. This is the boundless quality of love. Love is the best medicine for all negativity and harm. So first, love yourself, and then all beings.
We'll give it to you for now. Hello, everybody. I'm Babette, and this is Tri, and we're from Tekchen Choling Buddhist Temple. And with the topic being love for this evening, we thought it would be wonderful to get a quote from our most beloved teacher, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet. None of us can escape the need for love and compassion. This, then, is my true religion, my simple faith. In this sense, there is no need for a temple or a church, for a mosque or a synagogue, no need for complicated philosophy, doctrine, or dogma. Our own heart, our own mind, is the real temple. The doctrine is compassion. Love for others and respect for their rights and dignity, no matter who or what they are, ultimately, these are all we need. And it reminded me one time His Holiness was traveling, and someone who'd never heard of him came up to him and said, you know, who are you and what do you believe? What is your religion? And His Holiness simply said, my religion is kindness.
I'm Pauline, and I represent mindfulness groups. I'm going to read a poem that's used in mindfulness training called Awareness. by John Austin. Awareness. Her gaze is so constant, our every move watched with such affection, a ceaseless vigil without condition or agenda, silent, patient, unrelenting in her embrace. There is endless room in the heart of this lover, infinite space for whatever foolishness we may toss her way. But she is also crafty, this one, a thief who will steal away everything we ever cherished, all our beliefs, all our ideas, all our philosophies, until nothing is left but her shimmering wakefulness, this simple love for what is.
I'd like to welcome the Sikh Foundation of Syracuse.
Good evening, my friends and neighbors. I feel love, really. This room is filled with love. But let me add a little bit more, because it's never enough. So, you know, 25 years ago, I left the land that I grew up on because our community was being oppressed. Basic human rights were denied, and we were being picked, jailed, and killed just because the way we look, we practice our religion, and raise our voices for basic rights. I landed in New York City. When I looked at Statue of Liberty, it gave me a hope, a sense of security and freedom. This country welcomed me with open heart, giving me opportunities to rebuild my life and many from my communities. I'm raising my family here with three children in this community. And I always had that sense and feeling all those years with me. But recently, that feeling and that sense was kind of shaken by some events, because there were people just like me coming and knocking on our doors because they needed our help, but we were shutting our doors to them. You know, if that would have happened to me back then 25 years ago and sent back, believe me, I would have just probably jailed for life or shot killed. But this country let me relive with love, compassion, openness. So tonight, when we are all gathered here, and we are celebrating love, we are showing our commitment to love, we see what's going around us. We are being asked, we are being taught to shut our doors if someone knocks for help, if they don't look like you, if they look a little different, if they have different skin color, or if they practice religion differently. We are being asked to build walls around our soul and live in the darkness of hate. Now, are we supposed to do that? Did our religious books, our holy books, teach us that? That all those prophets and messengers of God, that Lord, King of Kings, his message of love, are we supposed to turn our back on that? So this is the commitment, this is the word and the message we got to take tonight to spread love. Our 10th guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, said, Saach kahon sun leho sabai, jin prem kiyo te nahi prab payo. He said, I'm telling you the truth. You should all listen. The ones who love will find God. Because, friends, love is the only answer. They say hate is contagious. I say love is 1,000 times more contagious. So, let's spread love and hate and open our minds. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you for those words. I'd like to once again just say what an honor it has been to host this year, and I'm so grateful that our congregation was asked to host, and I'm so grateful to Interfaith Works and Women Transcending Boundaries. So now I would like to introduce to you Beth Broadway, I have to remember your title, President and CEO of Interfaith Works.
Hello again. We were going to just end there with a blessing, but I was asked, because of all that's going on in the world today, and in particular because of the recent executive order, to just make a few remarks about what this night is about and where we're going as an organization and as a community and as a nation. But first, I think together we should notice that we have been together tonight. We've stood together tonight as Muslims, as Jews, as Christians, as Muslims, as Unitarians, as Buddhists, as Hindus, and as people who are questing for our testimony. Would you agree? Thank you.
We've come tonight